Well, you know what the word wise means, I think. Somebody who is wise has wisdom. Somebody who is wise is intelligent and has experience. Wise also stands for women in sync everywhere. Women in sync everywhere. And it's a mentoring program being implemented at Urban Pathways Charter School. And today we have a pair that are part of that program. And they are Deara Clark, who is a senior at Urban Pathways, who you'll meet in a minute. In fact, let's have you meet her now. Do you prefer, is it Deara or Deara?
Deara.
Deara, well, it's nice to meet you. And hang on one moment, I want to be sure I get your microphone on. And it's nice to have you with us today. And let's say hello also to Elise Pinchback. Hello.
Hi.
And tell me, I'm going to start with you, Deara. Just tell me a bit about yourself. You're a senior at Urban Pathways. And do you know, if you're going to Urban Pathways, I know you're probably going to college. So where do you plan on, what do you plan on doing after graduation?
My two dream colleges, I'd say, was probably Spelman University in Atlanta, Georgia, and Hampton University in Hampton, Virginia.
Excellent. Have you heard from them yet?
Not quite yet. I should know by December 31st, so I'm waiting.
Well, Spelman is a great school. A gentleman who did an internship here with us just last summer is at Morehouse and right, you know, nearby, and he's having a good time there. And I know he's meeting a lot of Spelman people as he spends time. What do you think you might study?
I'm thinking about majoring in law or psychology.
Excellent. And what made you think about this field?
How the brain works has always been interesting to me. I used to want to be a neurosurgeon until I realized that you have to be really, really, really good at math and you have to do surgery, which I'm not sure if I'm quite comfortable with yet. So then I turned it to a different aspect of the brain and started studying psychology in high school. And it just got really interesting, and I've always wanted to be in the law program. So
yeah, there's a lot in terms of how the mind works, in terms of logic and reaching conclusions in legal work. Is there a particular area of law that you find interesting?
Well, actually, one of the counselors that I talked to about college and stuff like that, she was thinking that I should look into forensic psychology.
Interesting. What is that?
She explained it to me pretty much. It's kind of like you look at all the evidence there is, and you look at the witnesses or the person who's being, you know, accused of whatever crime was done, and you kind of see if they're either, you know, like A-okay to testify or if the evidence matches up. It's kind of, it's almost like being a profiler.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's odd because, you know, profiling is such a negative word, and we think of profiling in a really bad connotation, I think, generally. And I think it is often when we use it, is not such a good thing. But the whole idea of a true psychological profile of the kind of person that would commit a particular act, there's a lot of just incredible accuracy and science behind those things, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
When it gets applied beyond just the looking at a book by its cover or something as simplistic as just race or appearance. Every now and then, you know, a crime will be committed and they'll explain, we think that the person that committed this crime is going to be this kind of person. And they're so accurate, you know, makes you wonder how that happens. So it's neat. Is there anybody, who else is in your family?
I have three sisters. And my mom and my dad, of course. My grandma would also love me to go to Spelman. That's my mom's alma mater. So there's that. But yeah, it's all girls pretty much.
That's great. And where do you live?
Penn Hills.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And Elise is here too, Elise Pinchback, who I know is with Pittsburgh Public Schools. I'm not sure what your position is there. It's been a while since we've talked.
Yeah, so I've been with Pittsburgh Public Schools for about 16 months. I'm a professional development project manager. So I do a little bit of work around our student perception surveys that are used in our teacher evaluation. Also work with some of our teacher leaders. And then I get to also work with some of our highly effective teachers and schools to lead professional learning in the district. So we're actually planning a recognition event for some of our teachers next week, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I'm hoping, I believe Sarah from our staff is going to go, and we're excited about that. What got you interested in education?
Well, I am the daughter of an educator. My mom's a teacher, and actually when I was in elementary school, she was actually my teacher, which was an interesting couple of years.
I'll bet. Where was that?
Yeah, this was at Whittier Elementary School, and she was my science and homeroom teacher in fourth grade, and then in fifth grade, just my science teacher. But always have been interested in education. I definitely see the benefits that come from having an education, and wanted to get into the field to really be able to give back and share the opportunities that I've had with students.
Now, Women in Sync Everywhere is the program that you're representing today, and there is a male counterpart to this program as well. And you listening, you may recall about a month ago, we had a pair of gentlemen here with us. But this is our first visit on Women in Sync Everywhere. Tell us a bit about the program.
So Women in Sync Everywhere is a program where Urban Pathway students are matched with a mentor for 5 years. So you start freshman year of high school and you go all the way to freshman year of college. So during the time that you're matched in school and in high school, you meet on a monthly basis. So all the girls and all of the mentors meet, and every month we cover a different topic. So we've talked about a lot of different things, like how to manage your social media profile, you know, healthy eating choices, you know, how to prepare for college. So every month, either a different topic is presented or a speaker comes in to share something with us, a bit of wisdom, so that we walk away with something to act on. So, and then outside of that, we meet with our mentees periodically. So DR and I try to meet up at least once a month just to get together, have lunch, dinner, go to the movies, go to the mall, just to stay on top of what's going on and to catch up with each other.
DR, when were the two of you matched?
4 years ago.
Wow. So that's, how old are you now?
I'm 16.
So 12 and 16 are very different ages. How has Elise helped you navigate that time period?
I think probably, I guess, the best thing I've learned is just time management and balancing everything, because we're both very, very busy people. We're always running. And so I've learned quite well from her how she balances and how she takes part and sets priorities for everything and how important that is.
What are some of the lessons of time management? What, how has that helped you, and what do you do to use your time effectively?
Well, there's not much time and there's a lot of work to get done. So you kind of have to put everything in order. If something can be substituted or if you can get somebody else to do it who may do it of the same quality as you. And also remembering to have me time and to give your brain a break, because it does need a break every day. So I've learned all of those things pretty much, and it's just been, it's been an honor and a blessing.
Now, Elise, I can imagine that you're learning things from Diara as you spend time together. I'm sure being 12, let alone 16, is different than from when you or I were 12 or 16. What are some of the things, your takeaways so far? It's not like this relationship is about to end. You still have time together.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's really caused me to be more mature, also just a heightened level of responsibility. So just, you know, making sure that, you know, I'm making the time to check in with Yara. I know sometimes, as she said, we do get busy, and then I find myself saying, oh, I don't think we've spoken in a few weeks. Let me make sure I catch up. So just, you know, making sure that I'm responsible and understanding that, you know, as the mentor, you know, I do have to take the initiative to make sure that I'm keeping the relationship going.
That's got to be extremely important. Do you think that, have you mentored kids before?
So I do actually have a couple other mentees. I've mentored through Machi Pittsburgh, and then also I had a mentee last year through the Be a Sixth Grade Mentor program through the United Way in Pittsburgh Public Schools.
And why do you think it's so critical? Well, that's my word. It may not be yours. Let's just say, why do you choose to spend the precious time that you have in mentoring somebody?
Well, I think for a couple reasons. I mean, our students these days are just faced with so many issues that, you know, even, you know, a couple years ago when I was growing up, you know, I didn't even have to think about. So just being there as a resource and someone to talk to, I think, is important. And I think for me also, when, you know, when you make it to a certain level of success and you've had some experiences, I think, you know, as, you know, young leaders, it's important for us to reach back and bring someone else along. So just trying to provide some of those opportunities and experiences for other people so that they can be successful as well.
Were there women in your life? It sounds like your grandmother, or no, I'm sorry, it was your grandmother with Spelman. But what about in your life?
Absolutely. So, you know, my mom automatically is my hero. So, you know, she actually just retired from Pittsburgh Public Schools. She was a teacher for almost 40 years. So, you know, automatically my hero. You know, I have some amazing, you know, grandmothers as well. So, you know, I just come from a very strong line of women, but also, you know, some very strong men in my family too. I have, you know, five uncles on my mom's side and a couple on my dad's side. So, you know, just some very strong, positive, educated people and, you know, very civically engaged and, you know, very concerned about the well-being of our community and children. So it's been an inspiration to me.
Now, Urban Pathways Charter Schools has been a great example of how a charter school can blossom. Charter schools are public schools, and anybody can attend. They're tuition-free. They're sanctioned by the school district, and they offer a different kind of environment and a different kind of curriculum. There's a lot of misunderstandings about bricks-and-mortar charter schools. Urban Pathways is actually approved and to some degree regulated, if you will, by Pittsburgh Public Schools. And where did you go before Urban Pathways?
Before Urban Pathways, I attended Linton Middle School.
And a great school, that's in Penn Hills. Mm-hmm. And how has Urban Pathways and its, you know, unique environment, how has that helped you?
I think it's really taught me to build relationships.
Mm-hmm.
I think Urban Pathways, it's like one big family. You have your dysfunctional parts, and you have your your crazy people, and you have your funny people, and you have the people who are always going to do your homework. But it's really taught me to really just be prepared for anything. You really just have to be ready, because life is not really going to ask you permission before it gives you something. So
it's a really good way of putting it. I'm curious, as a senior, what classes are you taking now?
Okay, I have seven blocks.
Yikes.
Or periods classes.
Mm-hmm.
First being AP English, second being photography. My third class is a college readiness class, and then I have lunch. After that, I go to science, macroeconomics, calculus, and then what is my last block class?
Macroeconomics. That's a great offering at a high school. Do you like it?
I do like macroeconomics. I like macroeconomics because of my teacher. I'm not a math person at all. You can ask my math teacher.
I liked macro, but you're taking calculus. Wait a minute.
Yeah, so it's not my choice. That's the other thing about Urban Pathways, is that they're really going to place you in an environment where you're going to be expected to succeed, and you're going to be expected to reach those high expectations, because being a big fish in a small sea doesn't really get you anywhere.
Yeah, and you get that personal attention that's there. I loved macro. Micro, I could never understand. Macro, I liked a lot. And it's nice that you're taking AP English, too. It sounds like you're really taking courses that are really going to give you an edge when you go to college. So that's a great thing. If you had any advice to, say, an 11- or 12-year-old who is kind of at a transitional period as they begin to think about their future, is there anything you would say?
I guess, and I mean this in the most, in the best way I could possibly say it, is to be selfish. You have to really think about, you can't think about when everybody else wants you to come to a party or everybody else wants you to, you know, you have to really be selfish and think about your future, because you can only do your work and you can only do what you're put on this earth to do. So you can't have somebody else doing your work. You have to stay focused on you.
I like the way that you put that. And we just have a couple additional moments. Elise Pinchback, anything that you would add?
I think that DR really summed it up. I mean, for me, it's really just been a pleasure watching her to grow up and mature. So, you know, I would definitely encourage anyone who has the opportunity on both ends. So as an adult, you know, take a few minutes to mentor or just, you know, provide some wisdom to a student. And, you know, as students, you know, seek out those opportunities to find people who can help you along your journey.
Excellent. And thank you. If you can, if you're interested in learning more about the Women in Sync Everywhere program, the WISE program, you can go to the Urban Pathways Charter Schools website. And we've linked to that this morning to make it easy for you to go there. But there you can find more information about it. And also perhaps you might have some interest in becoming a mentor. I'm sure there's always a need for more men or women who are interested. It's upcs.net, upcs.net. The BAM program is Benefiting African American Males, and Women in Sync Everywhere is the WISE program. Tiara, anything else you'd like to add as we close?
Not really, just remembering, you know, for everybody to pay it forward. If there was ever anybody that helped you, help somebody else. And if there wasn't somebody that helped you, be the first.
Thank you so much, both of you, for being here with us today. Diara Clark of Penn Hills, a senior at Urban Pathways Charter School, and Elise Pinchback, Pittsburgh Public Schools, representing the Urban Pathways Charter Schools Women in Sync Everywhere program.